Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water. I've seen you in the sanctuary. I've beheld your power and glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you, and I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips my mouth will praise you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you're my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you, and your right hand upholds me.
Let's go back in spirit to the most famous breakfast on a beach, where tongue-tied Peter felt that he had scuppered his chance to be the king's herald. Imagine the gold sands and the blue water, the morning shafts of sunlight streaming down, and a man on the shore stoking a brazier using driftwood from the beach as he slowly turns fish on the spit. Out on the lake, Peter and his friends had spent a wearisome night catching no fish. As they sail slowly closer towards the shore, Peter sees the smoke rising from the fire, and the man cries out, "Throw your net on the other side." Peter's got nothing to lose, and they haul in the unbelievable catch, and Peter begins to wonder. Hasn't someone else told him where to fish like that? He peers more closely. He almost wonders if it could be. It must be a trick of the light. How could it be? If it was, he'd got a lot to get off his chest. Only a few days before, he had denied his Lord 3 times. "I don't know him. I've never heard of the man. You've got it wrong, it wasn't me." Peter had done what most men do when they feel they have failed. He'd gone back to what he knew best to do, his fishing. Suddenly, it's all quite clear to him. Hadn't Jesus told them that he would rise from the dead? In an instant, he's over the side and racing up the beach for the most important reunion of his life. And just as Jesus invited him to breakfast then, so now, he invites you to come and enjoy breakfast with him on the beach.
Can you sense the Lord's face turning towards you and his arms opened wide? Do you feel as though his back is turned to you? There's no need to hesitate. You've not been set aside. Make your way round to face him. How do you feel? What do you say to him? What does he say to you?